Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah. A little bit cold.
Yeah, it's freezing outside, isn't it? We're here to talk about WOW. It's your fifth year? Is it fifth anniversary?
This is the fifth year anniversary of WOW.
Yes. Okay. So, can you tell people a little bit about WOW? Like, expand on what WOW means? I already know, but...
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a really grassroots, interesting concept that we started kind of for fun about 5 years ago. When you're speaking in conversation with many people, whether they're 18 or 98, mm-hmm. often you hear their story and you say, wow. That's really neat.
Yeah.
So we acronymed it WOW, and we call it the Women of Waterloo Region, which is essentially women, again, yep. regardless of age, who are usually in the community doing ordinary things, and quite frankly, we think they're extraordinary. So mm-hmm. we developed this platform, which is very community-based and supported by all the great, amazing men and women in this community who attend and recognize six women every year for the great contributions that they've made.
That's right. Can you give a little bit of background on yourself to begin with and how WOW started? Because it started from... a very faithful lunch that you had with a friend.
True, and that's sometimes where the best ideas start, especially when you're sitting around at a coffee shop or at lunch with a friend. A friend of mine, Pam, mm-hmm. We were having lunch and we were sharing a lot of experiences and stories together and then highlighting other women who had similar experiences and thought we'd have a get-together and hear some of these stories. And it was just so tremendous and fun that we developed it into a platform that more people got involved in, the community got involved in, mm-hmm. and it essentially is now, this year the theme is Pay It Forward. And what's unique about WOW is, so I would say a woman is highlighted and she wins. She in turn gets to recognize someone who has been influential in her life, and
that's
we
right.
call that the guest of honor.
Right.
So that's really what's very unique about it and how it has the Pay It Forward aspect.
How does the nomination process work? Like, what criteria does a WOW candidate have to have?
That's interesting. Again, very grassroots. It doesn't matter what your background is, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a CEO of a company. The website is wowregion.ca. Mm-hmm. The nominations closed February 1st for this year for the April 4th event.
Right.
And as anyone can go on, nominate someone you think is great, get two supporting letters from other friends or coworkers who also think that person is great,
right.
and submit it to the judging committee. The judging committee has a process in place. The recipients are chosen and notified, and then that recipient has the hard work of thinking who has been influential in their life, so they have someone to recognize at the event as well.
So let me ask you, have you guys, can I get a scoop? Do you have the recipients yet?
Apparently they do. Ooh. I'm not privy to that information either. So there will be six incredible local women recognized on April 4th at Binghamton's.
Oh, it's at Binghamton's. Okay.
At Binghamton's.
So that's new because it's a different location this year.
That's right.
Because usually it's at the Waterloo Inn. So what are the, now I can't see. I thought I'd get a scoop here, but I can't. So what are the different categories?
So they've come up with six categories. The unique one that they just added was called the WOW Factor, and that's basically an open category where you can nominate anybody in there. And then the traditional ones, which would be creative arts, mm-hmm. community engagement,
right.
science and technology, education, and entrepreneur.
Okay.
So we will have six recipients receiving awards on April 4th, again at Binghamton's because of its size. It keeps growing.
Because this is the fifth year, and so every year you guys probably double your attendance. I'm guessing. So take me through the show structure. Like, how does the show work?
Sure, absolutely. So again, this year is very unique. To get a ticket to the event, April 4th, for $50, there's going to be registration at 5:30, so you will mm-hmm. show up. There's going to be a three-course meal, which, again, is different than the past. They're going to have the awards ceremony, but, again, this year they added a keynote speaker. Susan Cranston is going to be speaking about some life experiences as well. And then at 8 o'clock, there's going to be networking, and you can get to meet more great people in this community who you wanted to shake hands with or simply get to know. So it's not all about just the awards ceremony. There's a lot more moving parts this year.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the Q&A? Still, too? Because you used to have
Q&A is usually at the end. That's
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they will do that as well at the end of the award ceremony. And it's usually wrapped up by about 8 o'clock.
Okay. And this is a really great opportunity for people to network as well.
Absolutely.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, do you have MCs this year?
Yes, we certainly do. So it'll be the similar MCs from Rogers that we had last year.
Okay.
So we always have a great support from them as well.
Okay. And I know that when I interviewed you before, the volunteer committee is key. So how many volunteers, like you have the volunteer committee, how many volunteers do you have working this year? And do you have part of your tickets going to a charity?
That is correct. So for the $50, in addition to the entire evening that you get and the three-course meal, part of that ticket portion will also be donated to the United Way of KW and Cambridge, which will support women's initiatives in the community. So again, that's a part of the pay it forward aspect that we've been striving for.
Do you have a silent auction, or do you have any local artists that are going to be exhibiting their work?
We've always had local artists in the past, which has been great. This year, there will be a tremendous silent auction, and usually that generates another great amount of money raised for the evening.
Okay. Do you know how much you brought in last year, off the top of your head?
Last year, I believe we were probably around $15,000+.
Wow. Well,
somewhere
that's
around
great.
There, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have the exact numbers. I'm probably going to be in trouble from the community, but you did mention the volunteers and the people who have taken over, the committee members that are running WOW currently. Their talents are incredible, and they have enlisted a whole bunch of volunteers in the community as well, and their talents together have made WOW what it is. So they definitely deserve a lot of recognition. I don't know if you know some of them, but Carly Kuntz and Christine Tolton, Sherry Foster, and Janet Weldon, and Christine Preeb, and Marion Neeson. They are just doing a fabulous job putting this together, and I think this will be the best year yet.
This is great. Can a woman have a man as a mentor?
Absolutely. We had our first guest of honor in the creative arts category last year. His name is Peter Hinchcliffe, and he won the award from Kim Jernigan, who won in the creative arts category.
Yeah, from the New Quarterly.
We had a lot of male attendees last year, which was fantastic because we so appreciate that support.
Okay. What do you think are the qualities of a WOW woman? And is there like I know the women go on, they have video presentations that you can look at.
Yes.
Is there a story that stays with you as you look back over the last 4 years, and why?
There are so many stories, and again, I don't know the WOW recipients this year, so I'm sure my jaw will be open when I hear their stories as well. I mean, I think it goes back to the first story I heard with my friend.
From Pam,
Her story was so unique. I adored it. And then the very first recipients that we picked, which were kind of very, again, grassroots, were just women in the community doing such unique things. And they usually, when you meet them, most women tell you their story and say, well, no, I'm just doing this. And yet it's so extraordinary. And those are the stories. I think they're all equally stories that they just stick with me and I remember. I know 2 years ago, one of the recipients couldn't be there, Michelle Pandian. They asked me to read her speech, which I didn't do before I got on stage. And I was reduced to tears when I heard about her immigration from India and how well she's done and all the charity work in the community. So I don't want to take that role again. They're very inspiring.
If people want tickets, where can they get tickets and more information on the event?
Great idea. So we are almost at our record from last year, so we'd really love to see you come out and support this event. If you go to wowregion.ca, you can buy a ticket for $50. You can buy a table of six for $300 and bring some of your friends, and you'll at least get a couple hours and a great meal out of it and be supporting a great local cause, including some incredible women.
Yeah, it's great. Well, congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you.
This is the fifth anniversary this year.
I'm very excited.
So, and I know usually right after the event finishes, you start nominations for the following year.
We sure do.
Is there anything special for the fifth anniversary that you've added this year?
Yes, the special, the real special part is the keynote speaker.
Okay.
So hearing Susan Creston, who's another incredible woman locally, some great talent that we have, she's going to be our keynote speaker, generously put her time forward, and that is something that we didn't have in previous years as well. So she'll speak before the award ceremony.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song that I can call up for you on YouTube? Before you go.
Well, I could tell you some of the songs that we played for WOW.
Okay.
One of the theme songs the last couple of years was, you know, some real inspiring women's song. We used the Vancouver Olympic song.
Okay.
For the second one and the third one, we used I Was Born This Way, of course, by Lady Gaga.
And had
a great bunch of pictures of ladies going across the screens.
All right, let's do this. Let's do Lady Gaga. But this is great. I'm really happy that you were able to come up in this. Welcome to Sound FM. This is what it's like.
I absolutely love it. I'm so glad to be here, and I hope everybody out there gets a chance to come out and meet us all.
Well, I think it's really cool, you know, that women are being recognized in the community. They have so many different categories as well, you know, from science to creative arts. Because I actually wrote for the New Quarterly when Kim didn't.
Oh, okay.
We were working. I was asking her about something else, and she didn't even tell me she was a recipient. She is so humble.
Goodness.
You're right. These women are very, very humble.
They're very humble, and they don't tell you. And we actually have reached out to some students this year and invited a few of the younger people to be there and get involved as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, here's some Lady Gaga for you, Amanda, on Coral FM. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Have a great night, everyone.
You too.
This is the manifesto of Mother Monster. On Goat, a government-owned alien territory in space, a birth of magnificent and magical proportions took place. But the birth was not finite, it was infinite. As the wombs numbered, and the mitosis of the future began. It was perceived that this infamous moment in life is not temporal, it is eternal. And thus began the beginning of the new race, a race within the race of humanity, a race which bears no prejudice, no judgment, but boundless freedom. But on that same day, as the Eternal Mother hovered in the multiverse, another more terrifying birth took place, the birth of evil. And as she herself split into two, rotating in agony between two ultimate forces, the pendulum of choice began its dance. It seems easy, you imagine, to gravitate instantly and unwaveringly towards good. But she wondered, how can I protect something so perfect without evil? It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M, A-M, 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 A-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H, I Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That was for Amanda Knapp, and that was Lady Gaga, Born This Way, in honor of the WOW Awards, recognizing outstanding women of Waterloo Region. Pay It Forward is this year's theme, and they're celebrating their fifth anniversary event, featuring a three-course dinner, keynote speaker Susan Cranston, and you can visit the website at www.wowregion.ca for all kinds of events details. It's at April 4th, Bingaman's Kitchener. So 5 o'clock is the registration and silent auction, 5 to 6. And then 6 to 6:30 is the keynote speaker. 6:30 to 8 o'clock is the award ceremony, where the six recipients get up and announce their mentors who get to speak to the audience. And then there's a kind of a Q&A after that. And then between 8 and 9, it's a more informal networking session. So it's really cool. And like I said, this is the fifth year for this, and they recognize women in different categories: entrepreneur, education, science and technology, creative arts, community engagement, and the wow factor, someone who inspires and delights overall. So that was Amanda Knapp, was my special guest. So I hope it all goes well, Amanda.